Up next on Downtown, it's time for us to talk some Black Bear hockey. Maine, with a big weekend at the Alfond Arena getting underway tonight, we're joined by the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Hi, Rich. Exciting time here in Orono. Border battle, Maine, New Hampshire, always fun.
It sure is. And the Black Bears had a little time off to regroup after a tough series with BU, but bound and determined to take care of business and get some points at home. Let's start with tonight. This New Hampshire team, is it safe to say playing a little better than expected so far this year?
I think it's very safe to say that. That's 100% accurate. I didn't expect this from this New Hampshire team, and they've been very impressive. They're coached by a former player who, you know, when he was a player at New Hampshire, Mike Souza. He was involved in lots of great battles with the Black Bears, and he was on that 99 team that Maine beat in the national championship. So lots of history with Mike Souza in Maine, and this was his sixth year. So this is a big year for him, as you know, in a head coach's career. If you haven't really turned the corner in year six, I think the spotlight just really, really grows on you. So he needed to have a big year this year, and he's off to a very, very good start. And they're impressive. They've got some players who have produced. Cy LeClair has 14 points in 11 games right now, 7 goals, 7 assists. He's a sophomore who's been very impressive. Freshman Ryan Comney, a Kings draft pick, also has 14 points in 11 games. So they've really impressed a lot of people, and they're a fun team to watch.
What do they do well? What are their strengths, John?
Well, they can score on the power play. I mentioned Cy LeClair. He's got 7 power play goals, which is just, he's got 2 power play goals. My apologies, which is impressive. He's got 3 game-winning goals. So they've won 7 games, and he's just a guy who is in the right spot at the right time. And we saw them in the exhibition against Maine, and I think they were a lot tougher. They're a more physical team than I expected this year. So that was a really tough battle, that exhibition game. And, you know, in that game, Maine kind of came out when they played New Hampshire and Waterville, came out and really they looked dominant in the first 2 periods. But this New Hampshire team was able to continue to grind, and they fought their way back into that exhibition game and made it a more of a contest than it felt like in the first 40 minutes. So it's a team like Maine that never quits. Something that New Hampshire is really good at. You can't just take a nap because they don't take their foot off the gas pedal.
And we've seen that from Maine, too, that they don't give up. They get behind. They're able to come back. But I'm sure it would make life easier for everybody, including Coach Ben Barr, if the Bears could start strong tonight.
Yep, and we've seen that throughout the year. Yeah, a strong start. You know, that first minute of every period is so crucial, first and last. If you can get a goal, it just swings the momentum so much. So I know that the team is very excited for this game. It's going to be another sellout tonight, which is just amazing that this it continues to happen here. You know, still pretty early in the hockey season. This community is definitely behind this team. So they'll have the energy of the Alfond behind them, and I would expect they'll have a fast start. But that will be something that they could capitalize on and definitely be a benefit for Maine.
Well, and then they get a little bit of rest and come right back on Sunday, a rare 5 o'clock start as they take on UConn.
We'll be here. So 2 Hockey East games this weekend. Kind of a weird schedule here before the holiday break. Huskies on Sunday, which is going to be a big game. And they're a team that their wins and losses might not be there, but they always play tough and smart hockey. They're well coached by Mike Cavanaugh, who has connections to the state of Maine, played his college hockey at Bowdoin. So he always has his team prepared. Then Wednesday they're on the road out to Schenectady, New York, to take on Union non-conference, and then next Saturday night in Portland. So it's a busy 8-day stretch here for the Black Bears.
And, of course, also on Sunday, skate with the Bears.
Yeah, after the game against UConn, skate with the Bears, a chance to get out there on the ice for free, which if you're a skating person or a hockey parent, you know that anytime you can get on the ice for free, it's nice. So a chance to skate around the Alfond is always fun. That will be directly after the game, and I know they're going to allow people to go out to their cars, get their skates, and come back in. so they don't have to worry about bringing their skates in and having them in the way all game long.
Yeah, that's good. Nobody
go get your skates and come back.
Nobody wants to do that. Well, we know Hockey East is so tight that every point is important, it seems, this year.
The league is very good this year. Non-conference, they're doing great. And in conference, obviously, as you mentioned, it's super tight. So, you know, early in the year, you can't really say like, oh, yeah, that was an early December loss. That's not that big of a deal. No, every point matters every single night. And that's why, you know, Boston College, when Maine played them so well here the last time they were in Orono, that second night, Boston College won the shootout to earn that extra point. And Coach Barr said, you know, that extra point feels like a win to the players. So every single point matters, overtime, shootout, regulation. However you get the point, it can pay dividends later on. And it could be, you know, a shootout victory could be the difference between hosting an opening round game or having to go on the road.
And how important is it to the Bears, John, to get themselves in good position and be on a little bit of a roll when they head into their break?
I think it's very critical. You know, they've had a good start. You know, they're 6 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie. Obviously, both of those losses were at Boston University, where they were swept by BU, the number one team in Hockey East right now. So you want to go into the break hot with 4 games left. If you can go in with 3 wins, that's 9 wins overall in the first half. I mean, that's going to be feeling really good going into the Christmas break. So don't lose the momentum that they've already gained here, you know, getting in the national rankings and really getting back on the radar. The last thing you want to do is go into the long holiday break on a down note. So these are really important games.
Well, you mentioned a sellout tonight. What about last night? I know you were down in Portland for that terrific women's basketball game. What was that environment like?
Oh, unfortunately, I had to stay home. I could not make the trip.
Oh.
Really bummed, but all the reports, I watched every second of it. I had the dual broadcast going, watching and listening to the TV, also listening to the radio. So I had every screen on that game and talked to a lot of folks who were down there, and it was amazing. Great night for basketball in the state of Maine. Great night for the Black Bears and Coach Amy Vachon. And, you know, a lot of people hate moral victories, but they just played so well against the 17th-ranked Indiana team. I don't know how you can't come out of there feeling good about the main program and what Coach Vachon and the players did last night and Simon and everything that they put together. Obviously, a win would have been icing on the cake, but that's what top 20 teams do. They find ways to win games, and that's what Indiana did. But an amazing night in Portland. Really fun to watch.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention a congratulations are in order. You are once again a finalist for the Maine Sportscaster of the Year Award. Well done, sir.
Well, thank you, and congrats to our good friend Bob Lucy and Davey down in Portland, who are also nominees. It's always fun to be nominated. It means a lot just to be in the conversation, and I know you know that we do this type of work because we love it, and I love following the Maine hockey team and covering them, and it's been a highlight of my career. So to get a little bit of recognition for it is always fun, and I appreciate it. And obviously, would love to win because it's fun to go to North Carolina to enjoy the award ceremony. A great group of people. It's always fun to be surrounded by your peers from other states, but to even be nominated is truly awesome.
Well, you do a great job on the game, so well deserved to get to this stage. We wish you well and everybody well going forward. It's an awfully talented group there. We'll be tuned in tonight to 6:30 pregame show.
Yeah, 7 o'clock face-off, Maine, New Hampshire. Always fun. Thanks for the time, Rich. Have a great weekend.
Right back at you, John. We'll catch you next week.
All right, sounds good.